Jerry Bader Show, 1046. It's not getting widely reported because it wasn't open to the media, but Mike Pence, governor of Indiana, was the keynote speaker Saturday night to the convention goers at the state Republican convention, not the speeches during the day. I had the opportunity to be there, but it didn't work out scheduling-wise. However, and I want to thank a friend for helping arrange this, late last week, I did speak with Governor Pence, and we aired in entirety that interview Saturday during our coverage of the convention. I know not all of you heard it. Very interesting things about the role the Upper Midwest can play in politics in the coming years. So here now is my interview with Indiana Governor Mike Pence. We are pleased and honored now to be joined by Indiana Governor Mike Pence. Governor, thanks for joining us.
You bet, Jerry.
Governor, I want to start with something that you said on Fox News Sunday the past week. You mentioned that the things that need to fix what ails America are likely to come from state capitals and not the nation's capital. You're an example of a reformist conservative governor who's had success. Of course, our Governor Scott Walker is. What are Republicans getting done or doing right at the state level that Washington is failing at?
Well, just about everything, Jerry. I mean, Governor Scott Walker is one of the great examples of a generation of leadership that's risen up in recent years, including my predecessor here in Indiana and other noteworthy names all across the country in Republican-led states. I mean, different than Washington, D.C. In Republican-led states, we're balancing budgets, we're investing in roads, schools, we're cutting taxes, and the economies are expanding and growing. You're seeing more investment in those states, that's why we say Indiana's a state that works. Wisconsin has got great leadership as well, and it's why my message to renewed Republican majorities in Washington D.C. is very simple. I think it will not be enough for new Republican majorities in the Congress to simply cut government spending. I think we need to demand that new Republican leadership in Washington permanently reduce the size and scope of the federal government and restore to the states the flexibility and resources to continue to produce the results the American people are longing to see.
Maybe this question's more to the point. You just said, you know, the results American people are longing to see. Governor Walker refers to the Obama Walker voter, the voter that voted for President Obama and Governor Walker. Why are the Mike Pences and your predecessor in Indiana and Scott Walker and Rick Snyder and Bobby Jindal, and I could go on, how are voters understanding what works at the state level but not at the national level when it comes to elections?
Well, I think it really is all about results, Jerry. It's you know, what Scott Walker's been able to deliver in terms of jobs and a growing economy, in terms of education for the state of Wisconsin, we've been able to do here in Indiana as well. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think most Americans know the difference between talk and results. And in Republican-led states like Wisconsin, like Indiana, all across this country, 29 in number, you're seeing, with very few exceptions, you're seeing common sense, conservative principles put into practice. And the economies are responding, the schools are responding with greater educational attainment. Communities are growing stronger, and those states are standing tall. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, that's the difference between what we're seeing in Republican-led states like Wisconsin and Indiana and what we're seeing in Washington, D.C., which is, increasingly, mired in partisan bickering and arguments, but no one ultimately is focused on trying to achieve a result that will improve the prosperity and ultimate well-being of the American people in the long term.
Some of the accomplishments, obviously, you're referring to is cutting taxes. Your state, one of the first to pull out of Common Core. Like Wisconsin, and this sounds very much like Governor Walker's resume, big increases in private school vouchers. One of the things we haven't accomplished here in Wisconsin is right to work. How big do you think that is to economic development?
Well, in 2012, Indiana became the first Midwestern state to recognize the right to work. On a matter of principle, Jerry, I just think no one should ever be compelled to join a union as a condition of their employment. At the same time, people in Indiana and in other right-to-work states are certainly free to join a union and enjoy that freedom of association. But beyond the personal liberty and the principle at stake, there's no question that as I talk to businesses around the country and a little bit around the world, that economic freedom is right up there with low taxes and balanced budgets and sound educational programs in a state. And so I'm grateful that our state legislature and my predecessor were able to bring right to work to the state of Indiana, and it's part of the story that we love to tell about the Hoosier State.
As Governor Walker has, your name has been mentioned as a presidential hopeful. As Governor Walker, you demur and say that, look, my priority right now is my state. But you talked about the success that occupants of governor's mansions around reformist conservative governors are having. Would you say that a Mike Pence or a Scott Walker or someone in that reformist governor mold would be the best choice in 2016?
Well, I really do believe that that Scott Walker is one of the real visionary and courageous leaders in the country today. My respect for Scott Walker is really boundless, and he's been become a very good friend and a great encouragement to me. And people of Wisconsin, I know, are proud of Governor Scott Walker, and I expect they'll reflect that this year once again as he stands for re-election. But, you know, with regard to anything in terms of my future, I'm really totally focused on the future of the people of Indiana, and I'll leave my future to take care of itself. But that being said, I am deeply committed to making sure that we continue to see more common sense conservative men and women rise to positions of leadership in states around the country. I really do believe that the cure for what ails this country is going to come more from our nation's state capitals than it ever will from our nation's capital. And whoever is our next president, I long to hear that man or woman step into the Oval Office and not say I'm going to run the nation's capital the way I ran my state or the way I operated in my last position. I want to hear that person say, I'm going to run our nation's capital in a way that gives people at the state level more freedom and more flexibility to innovate on everything from education to health care to infrastructure, because it's that competitive federalism. It's engaging the creativity and the innovation of the American people that I think will unleash the full potential of our nation in the 21st century. And I'm in the time that I can spare away from Indiana, I'm working hard to make sure that people like Scott Walker, Robert Bentley in Alabama, and others are elected and reelected to those positions all across the country.
Talking with Indiana Governor Mike Pence, keynote speaker at the state Republican convention. You just mentioned Alabama and Wisconsin. Of course, you are speaking to the GOP at both of those. And Chris Wallace on Fox News thought that sounded like a potential candidate. What you're saying is it's really, for want of a better term, Governor, evangelizing the message.
Well, I think, I really do believe, it's like I said, I spent 12 years in Washington, D.C. as a member of Congress. I've now been a governor of the great state of Indiana for more than 12 months, and I'm absolutely convinced that the ability to confront and to solve some of the most intractable problems facing our families and our communities are going to be best solved at the state level. And the good news is that in 29 Republican-led states, we're seeing a rise of a caliber and a character of leadership that I think Scott Walker personifies that is meeting those challenges and delivering those results. And so, as I said, we're going to continue to build on the momentum here in the Hoosier State. We're going to continue to try and demonstrate everywhere that we're a state that works and grow our economy and improve our schools. But in the time that I have remaining, I'm going to do all I can to make sure that we have women and men across this country rising to positions of leadership in states that can reflect what Scott Walker's done in Wisconsin, what I and my predecessor have been able to be a part of, here in the state of Indiana, what Republican governors are doing all across America.
Final question, Governor Pence. You mentioned, of course, Indiana, Wisconsin, and you've got Rick Snyder in Michigan. In this reformist movement, would you say the upper Midwest could boast leading the way?
I have no doubt in my mind that the upper Midwest is going to play a key role in America's economic renewal. I mean, look, this is a great country from coast to coast. But I think for America to reach its full potential, we've got to find a way to relight the pilot light of the engine of the industrial Midwest. And people like Scott Walker, people like Governor Rick Snyder, efforts like we've been able to be a part of here in the state of Indiana, John Kasich in Ohio, are key leaders in relighting that pilot light. And once we get the heartland firing on all cylinders, I'm confident that all of America will follow.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence, thanks for joining us.
No, thank you, Jerry. Great to be on the program.
All right, and that was Indiana Governor Mike Pence in advance of his keynote address Saturday night at the state Republican Party of Wisconsin State Convention. And look, you know, he was here certainly to promote Governor Scott Walker and help his reelection bid. But I think the point he made, and he corrected me, I forgot Kasich, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin. America's upper heartland really is leading the reformist movement. And yes, Chris Christie has done some good things. Bobby Jindal, don't mean to take anything away from him. And any number, there are others. And I also thought his answer was interesting. Well, why do Republican voters at the state level get it? All right, out of time. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry Bader Show.